Any long deployment can take its toll on a relationship. As Major Holcomb said, marriage counseling has become a key component of the California National Guard's mental health strategy. Reporter Robin Yurovich recently visited the wife of a soldier who found her husband's return from Iraq almost as hard as life without him.
Last November, Shannon Valenzuela's husband, a sergeant in the National Guard, returned from Iraq after a year and a half. By March, Shannon says their 12-year marriage was on shaky ground.
We were coming to an impasse. We had become two different people. He had fought a war.
I think I was a little withdrawn, a little quiet.
That's Shannon's husband, First Sergeant Duane Valenzuela, on the phone from his new deployment on the U.S.-Mexico border.
You're not used to dealing with the day-to-day family things, and you have a tendency to close off a little bit.
Shannon says her husband came home to a different household from the one he'd left. She'd been a single parent. Their 10-year-old daughter finished her nursing degree and handled the family's finances.
I was almost finished to start a new career that I didn't have when he left. I had new skills, new abilities. I was running the house that he was no longer a part of. I had new friends. He felt completely left out.
Shannon says the two of them had stopped communicating altogether, at least about important things. So when it came time to attend the workshop, she thought,
you know, we're going and this is the last resort. A lot of people I've talked to went into it knowing that if this didn't spark something, it was over.
The weekend-long seminars are designed to teach couples to talk to each other again and prepare for future separations. National Guard chaplains use a curriculum called PREP, or Prevention and Relationship Enhancement Program, developed at the University of Denver. The key is learning to listen.
It helps a couple move their conversation from this.
I hear how you feel.
Well,
that's about it.
I know, that's how it always ends. That's about it.
This clip from a DVD by the curriculum authors shows a real couple, not in the military, before they've practiced the communication techniques. Here they are afterwards.
So you're saying that it's more comfortable for me to watch television than it is to be with you?
Yeah.
Notice how Della responds with, yeah, which to us indicates that she is delighted with the fact that her husband understands her.
Military couples also learn to share their lives during long absences and intense situations. For example, Duane says when he was in Iraq, he tried to protect Shannon from the realities of the battlefield. And Shannon kept problems at home to herself.
We have a saying, a distracted soldier is a dead soldier.
Because they didn't really talk, Duane says, he didn't fully understand how hard it was for her to manage everything at home while worrying about his safety.
I never said it, and I never really honestly thought that, but you still kind of struggle with that in the back of your mind. Yeah, it was hard, but you know what? You know, your life wasn't at stake.
The Army is investing nearly $10 million a year on programs to help marriages. Commanders are urging soldiers to attend, and other branches of the service offer similar programs.
The saying in the military used to be, if the Army wanted you to have a wife, we would have issued you one.
That's Benjamin Carney, a behavioral scientist at the RAND Corporation in Southern California. He's conducting an Army-funded study of marriage enrichment programs. Carney says there's one major reason for the shift.
Those whose marriages are suffering tend not to reenlist. They're less likely to reenlist. So whatever the military can do to make it easier to be married in the military will also improve retention and allow the military to get a better return on the investment of training they put into each recruit.
Shannon Valenzuela, hello. You have one new message.
At the Guard office, where she still volunteers, Shannon Valenzuela says the National Guard's marriage enrichment program saved her relationship. With Duane gone again, both say they're applying the lessons they learned. For example, recently the air conditioning went out in 100-degree heat, and Shannon had no time to take care of it. In the past, she says,
I would have said, no, I'll suck it up and drive on. But I said, no, I need you to come home and help me take care of this. I don't try to protect him from my feelings, and he doesn't try to protect me from his. We're just having open and honest dialogue.
Researcher Benjamin Carney says no one really knows just how effective these programs are and which ones really work, especially in the long term. That's something that he hopes his study will reveal in the coming years. For NPR News, I'm Robin Yurovich in Los Angeles.